The master is greatness and expresses it all of the time. The master is greatness and expresses it all of the time. How can the master be greatness and expressing it all the time? Well, a fine musician always expresses excellent music. A fine sculptor always sculpts a beautiful sculpture. A fine father is always a fine father doing beautiful things for his children. A fine mother is always a lovely mother understanding and working harmoniously with her children all the time and her life. A fine person is always a fine person. A master is greatness and expresses it all of the time. How can we be greatness and express it all of the time? Well, that's just who we are. That's just who we are. And when we know just who we are, we can be just who we are. We can be harmonious, and we can be wonderful, and we can be greatness. Now, just what is greatness? Greatness is when we are our finest and our best. When we are our highest and our best. I expect only the best out of me at all times. This is greatness. Greatness is always expecting the best out of yourself. Now, we are challenged constantly by what goes on in life. We're challenged constantly by what goes on in the world, and we say to ourselves, oh my goodness, that's not so cool. That's not so happy. That's not so wonderful. That's not so great. And we think to ourselves, how can we do better? How can we be a better person? How can we be a more effective person? When we are facing all of these circumstances in our life, how can we be good people? When we are facing all of these troubles and all of these challenges, how can we be good people? Well, we are good people. We are our highest and best when we are always looking for that which is the best, the highest, and the most wonderful. What do you do? How do you look at the highest and best? How do you look at everything that is good and beautiful? How do you do that? Well, the way that you do it is by having a happy heart. Now, a person with a happy heart does not have the ability to be mean or cruel. The person with a happy heart does not have the ability to be unhappy. The person with a happy heart does not have the ability to do anything which is contrary to his highest nature. Each one of us can have a happy heart. Now, that's not so difficult. That's really not so difficult, so terrible. Having a happy heart is a wonderful thing. Having a happy heart opens up the doorway of our inner self. It opens up the doorway of our inner light. Now, we can all be happy. We can all be living in a happy heart. We can all be living our greatness at all times when we have happiness as our goal. Is this something that makes me happy? Well, then you can be sure that's what you want to follow. Is this something that makes me joyous? Then you can be sure that's something you want to follow. Is this something that fills my heart with joy and enthusiasm and all that is beautiful? Then you can be sure that that is what you want to follow. The only thing in life to us that is worthwhile is being ourselves at all times and having fun. We can go around pretending that we are great people, pretending that we're noble, but the moment you try to pretend that you're noble, you're noble. The moment you try to pretend that you're great, you're great. The moment you try to pretend any of these things, that's who you are. Greatness is my highest and best. It is a wonderful thing to do. It's a happy thing to do. Others have the same opinion I have about me. others have the same opinion I have about me. So if my opinion is that I am a nice person and a happy person and an uplifting person, if I am being the master, if I'm being my greatness, then others see that in me, and they are that in themselves. I surround myself by people who are just like me. I surround myself by people who are just like me. And if I'm a great person, if I'm a happy person, if I'm a loving person, if I'm a caring person, I'm surrounding myself with people just like I am. And as I surround myself with people just like I am, my whole world is filled with beautiful people who are being their highest and best at all times. Do you ever trip? Do you ever fall down? Do you ever make a mistake? Do you ever do something less than your highest and best? No, not really. You may think you do. You may think that you could do better. You may think that you could do a more noble action, but you can't. Because everything you're doing is exactly what you believe about yourself right now. Everything I'm doing is exactly what I believe about myself right now. And if I am thinking that I have bad thoughts, well, look at the thoughts. Maybe they're not so bad. Maybe the thoughts that I think are bad are because I'm judging them by somebody else's opinion. Now, what is what I'm doing? Am I doing something that makes me happy? Am I doing something that lifts me up? Am I doing something that inspires me? Am I doing something that makes me feel great? Am I looking at life and saying, I like it, I like it, I like it? How about that? Can you look at life and say, I like it, I like it, I like it? Well, truly, you can. Now, do you want to? Do you want to look at life and say, I like it? Well, that's up to you. Now, what do you think? What do you think? Do you think that you're so foolish, that you're so stupid, that you're so ignorant to not realize what you're doing? What you're doing is you're saying, this is a wonderful world I live in. I am always expressing my highest and my best. I am expressing my greatness. My highest and best. Now, maybe my highest and best at this moment is at one level. And maybe 10 minutes from now, an hour from now, a year from now, I will have another opinion. I'll have another attitude about life. And I'll have another aspiration that I achieve, that I aspire to, the greatness that I am. And as I aspire to this, and as I look toward this, and as I reach to the stars, all of a sudden, my hands hold handfuls of stars, and I am my highest and best. Greatness comes as I aspire to being all that I am, to liking myself, to liking myself. Yes, looking at life, I like it. Looking at my world, I like it. Looking at all the things that are around me, in me, through me, I like it. And I think it's wonderful. I think it's exciting and fantastic. This is a good self. That's what greatness is. This is a good self. If I, every moment of my life, were able to spend it just doing one thing, I would never make a mistake. If I would just do one thing all of my life, every moment of my life, and you know what that is? If every moment of my life, I would count my blessings, I would find this is a good self. And I am being my greatness. Every moment of my life, I count my blessings, and I am so happy with who I am and what I am. Because that's me. That's what I am. That's my truth. That's my master self. That's the greatness of my master self. And I express it at all times. And I say, I have so much to be blessed. I count my blessings, and this is a good self, and this is my greatness. Join with me today in counting your blessings as I count mine, and feel as happy as I do about my world, about your world. And as you feel that happiness about your world, you'll bubble over with more happiness and more joy, and your greatness indeed is profound. Your greatness indeed stands out there and says, here I am, look at me, isn't it wonderful? And indeed, it is wonderful. The Master is greatness and expresses it all the time. I love you. I love you. I love you.